Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Well, Derry, the Muncutch is set to run in the Dublin Central by-election, if reports are to be believed. The by-election will take place after former Finance Minister Pascal Donoghue stepped down to take up his new role within the World Bank. So, could he run? Could he get in? Well, Sean Defoe is Newstalk's political correspondent and he joins me now. So, there have been questions, Sean, over the last week or so, once we learned that Pascal Donoghue was stepping away from politics, about whether Derry, the Muncutch, would run. And reports over the weekend suggesting that he has told family, friends, supporters that yes, he will throw his hat into the race. Is that all to be believed?
Certainly seems like it. It seems like he is going to people who know far more about Dublin's north inner city than I do seem to be of the opinion that he is definitely going to run again, that he's going to wait a little bit while to formally announce that intention, because this by-election might not happen until next April or May. But that, you know, what was the great headline? Was it in the Sunday World over the weekend? The Hutch is on the run again, but this time obviously running again for election.
If he were to run again and run quite differently, what impact could a candidate with his profile and his background have on that race?
Look, he did remarkably well last time around. A lot of people dismissed him, said he was just, you know, kind of a joke candidate. I had always said throughout the last election campaign, I thought he was going to do well but fall short. And I didn't realise how close he would come. I think a lot of people were surprised when that race was on the Sunday afternoon of the election. And he was a couple of hundred votes ahead of Marie Sherlock for the fourth seat that afternoon before ultimately losing out on transfers. He placed fifth in a five-seater and more than 3,000 people voted for him, gave him his their first preference vote, about 5,300 people overall when you count transfers into it. So look, there's two things. One is a by-election is harder to win than a general election seat by dint that there is only one seat on offer, whereas last time in this constituency there would be four. And so to get that one seat, you have to get over 50% of the vote. Very difficult ask, even if you are sort of the most famous person in the field. The flip side of that, though, is you're kind of running against the B team, because in this case, we've got Marilyn McDonald, Gary Gannon, Marie Sherlock. They're all in. Pascal Donoghue has exited a stage left. So you're not up against the same caliber of opposition that you would face in a general election campaign. So I think someone like the Monk could do very well in Dublin Central. Whether he has the juice to get over the line is another question, and I would think probably not.
But it appears that part of his plan, should he announce he's going to run to get over the line, is that he's really going to focus heavily now on those who are disenfranchised, those who haven't voted in the past.
Yeah, and look, this is actually something he did very successfully. Dublin Central traditionally has been either the lowest turnout or certainly in the bottom five of turnout through the last 20, 30 years. There's an area where there's a lot of social deprivation. People don't trust politicians. They're fed up with politicians. There's an awful lot of crime, ironically, given what we're talking about. And they feel like they're left out by the system. So they were quite happy to go and give people a kick. And actually, the turnout went up very significantly in the last election, was up at 52%, was higher than the national average in some areas. So he did get people out to vote, whether that was just a protest vote, whether that was a core vote around his area, around Corinthians Boxing Club, and people that actually knew him. So he already did that. There's been talk in the papers about signing up more people, a couple of hundred, a couple of thousand people, to get on the register and vote for him. And in a by-election, which typically don't have great turnout, that could well be the difference. The difficulty he would be facing is, if you look at where is the opposition going to come from, Ray McAdam, Lord Mayor, probably the Fine Gael candidate. I think he'll struggle because governments don't do well in by-elections. Fianna Fáil got only 7% of the vote. Mary Fitzpatrick, their most likely candidate, probably isn't going to get into the Dáil, is a senator, but has been seriously unable to get there. But if you combine Sinn Féin, Labour, Greens, Sock Dems, they have 50% of the vote. So I would imagine the one of their candidates, probably the Sinn Féin candidate, be that Janice Boylan or whoever, is going to ride that lefty wave in.
He is going to get, though, loads and loads of media attention, whether we like to kind of confront that issue or not. And I see the Justice Minister, Jim McCallum, has already been asked about this and has said, look, there's very little that precludes somebody from running to be a candidate. But he says there may be consequences afterwards. And I take it he is referring, though he doesn't name him specifically, to those questions that have been raised by CAB in terms of what he owes there, and indeed that potential for a trial in Lanzarote next year.
Yeah, and look, I think the CAB bill in particular is a fairly hefty bill, and one of the conditions of being a TD is that you do have to enter in the Dáil without something like that hanging over you and would have to pay something like that. There's less ramifications when it comes to criminal charges and TDs, but there is when it comes to the revenue and finances, and it is quite strictly managed.
€800,000.
Yeah, it's not small
big
change.
Whack of money.
You know, for even for Jerry Hutch, I imagine that is a fairly significant whack of money. So look, it's interesting. And I wonder, because it was such a novelty last time around and you had international media organizations over and talking about it and gang boss, all that. Does that tone change a second time around? Does it go from being a novelty to, hold on, actually, we're dealing with a very serious problem here, and maybe he faces more scrutiny than he faced last time around when he was one of 700 and something candidates running across the country instead of one of whatever, 7, 8 it ends up being.
All right, Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent. We'll leave it there for now, but it is certainly something we are going to be following closely.
The Hard Shoulder
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.